Mass Migration Lobby Worried 2020 Dems Not Pro Open Borders Enough. By John Binder on May 10, 2019. The mass migration lobby is concerned Democrats running in the presidential primary to compete against President Trump in 2020 are not advocating for open borders and mass immigration enough. Leading Democrat candidate Joe Biden was in Nevada this week, but spoke only briefly about the immigration issue, wherein 1.2 million mostly low-skilled legal immigrants are brought to the U.S. every year, and illegal immigration is set to outpace every year of former President Obama. Biden endorsed giving amnesty to illegal aliens who have served in the U.S. military and endorsed expanding the country's free health care for border crossers and illegal aliens. "I think that anyone who is in a situation where they're in need of health care, regardless of whether they are documented or undocumented, we have an obligation to see that they are cared for," Biden said. "That's why I think we need more clinics around the country." Currently, American taxpayers are forced to pay about $250 million in federal funds to provide free health care to border crossers and illegal aliens who are in federal custody, as Breitbart News reported. Open borders activists, though, are concerned that Biden is not pro-open borders enough. "With so many years of failed efforts around immigration reform, there's a growing push for candidates who articulate concrete policy platforms that indicate exactly what actions they'll take," Bliss Riquatrotz, director of the Ariba Las Vegas Worker Center, tells CBS News. Emphasis added. "We need a clearly articulated, different approach that's going to acknowledge that immigrants are central to our communities and our economies." Emphasis added. In the Democratic Socialist magazine Jacobin, Biden is attacked as an anti-immigrant enabler and they blame Beltway insiders and Democratic bigwigs for propping up his campaign in the primary. Throughout the 1990s, he repeatedly helped pass legislation that weakened the rights of immigrants, both legal and undocumented, while giving increased power and resources to authorities for finding and deporting undocumented people, Jacobin magazine's Branko Marcetic writes. And as vice president, he championed policies that funded border militarization and deportation as a response to a growing migration crisis. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, who says he opposes open borders and has endorsed building detention facilities at the U.S.-Mexico border to end the catch and release of illegal aliens, has likewise received pushback from the mass migration lobby. "The zero-sum mentality, as soon as we let people in, it's going to be more expensive. That's actually not at all what the social science has found," University of California Santa Cruz professor Juan Pedroza told Pacific Standard magazine of Sanders' comments that open borders would lead to a migration of poverty-stricken foreign nationals to the U.S. and thus drive down the wages of Americans. The mass migration lobby has been at the forefront of attempting to abolish all immigration enforcement throughout the U.S. and the country's borders, a plan that would allow a free movement of people into and around the country. Democrat presidential primary candidate Julian Castro's plan to end enforcement of illegal immigration and instead facilitate the movement of Central America into the U.S. has been widely praised by the mass migration lobby. Castro's newly published platform leads the Democratic primary debate in the right direction as he calls for a shift from mass deportation and criminalization to a framework that treats immigrants living in the United States as well as people living in Central America as the human beings that we are. United We Dream Action Executive Director Cristina Jimenez told Think Progress. United We Dream, a prominent open borders organization, has financial ties to billionaire George Soros. "Simply relying on old talking points for comprehensive immigration reform is not sufficient for a community under siege or for the American people who have wanted a pathway to citizenship for immigrants and have opposed mass deportation for decades," Jimenez said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.